flaws in the Western Australian Cultural Heritage Protection laws will be addressed, as shareholders of the Fortescue Metals Group show substantial support for altering the legislation. With internationally recognized disasters like the Juukan Gorge explosion directly linked to the neglectful legislation, traditional owners have been calling to address these legal issues for years. Jamie Lowe from the National Native Title Council joined The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg to talk about the importance of involving Aboriginal people in decisions about their heritage and how this progress will impact the protection laws.
Obviously, this has been on the legislative agenda for some time now, and I guess the progress to date is that it was meant to be tabled earlier this year, and obviously community over here weren't happy with it and pushed back on that. The draft legislation that we did see, in many ways, inadequate for the community over here.
And so can you tell us what prompted this?
The legislation outdated, legislation that was introduced back in 1972. So it's coming up to its 50-year anniversary. And of course, the way business was done back in 1972 should be a whole lot different to the way business is done now. It's been something that's been a discussion and a hot topic over here for many years with the community over here, First Nations people and other supporters. And so that's kind of the prompting of it.
And so what are the current flaws within the legislation that have allowed mining activity to continuously destroy Aboriginal land?
Well, we know that there's probably the infamous Section 18, which has been highlighted through the Juukan Gorge parliamentary report, which is basically signed off to kind of destroy heritage. What the biggest message that we're trying to get across is that First Nations people need to be in control of their own heritage, yeah? Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people need to be in control of their own heritage. At the moment, the way the legislation stands, that doesn't achieve that, and within the draft legislation doesn't achieve that. We need to be the decision makers, not the proponents, not the government, around whether heritage should be disturbed or not. That needs to be on us, not on whether it be a mining company, state government, or other proponents that are proposing to kind of do work on country. So that's probably the fundamental part of it. At the moment, we know that the Premier has final say on whether work can go ahead or not, and there's other layers there. Traditional owners, Aboriginal people, aren't actually in the centre of the decision making process. We need to shift to thinking from consulting with the mob to doing work with the community.
Why is it so important for traditional owners to be at the forefront of this legislative change?
Culture is the fabric of our people, yeah? And heritage, physical heritage and also intangible heritage, is the cornerstone of a culture and who we are. So you destroy our heritage, destroy our culture, and you destroy the people. And so the implications of actually destroying heritage and saying your heritage doesn't matter to us, therefore your actual people don't matter to us, is fundamental to our well-being, and it has implications on us being healthy people in body and also mind. So that's why it's so fundamentally important. We have the first and final say around, you know, whether heritage is protected.
What did the Juukan Gorge disaster tell us about the current state of mining legislation and the respect for Aboriginal land?
Well, it told us that there's a disregard for our culture and our heritage. That's what it told us fundamentally. The shortfall within people's kind of thinking of how that plays out. So not only within legislation, but also within policy and the way the proponents, mining companies, do business. That was something that became obvious. If we didn't know it before, was something that we probably did. It just actually now put it on the front page. Something that it did do is created international attention, particularly to those that are investing in these big mining companies. So they're getting brought up to speed by, you know, the National Native Title Council and others to tell them what's going on in Australia with these companies that you're actually investing in.
And so what are the National Native Title Council's next steps regarding this issue?
I think that we'll continue to kind of try to engage with state government and also federal government on a positive change to legislative laws, both on a national level and a state level, and hopefully we can get some traction. We're also, as I said, dealing with investor groups and mining companies to kind of improve their practice in country. So I guess that will continue. We will be entering into an agreement with the Commonwealth Government to co-design a process of what some of the recommendations of Juukan was. You know, we need some national reform here. And so we'll be embarking on a process to kind of look at what that national reform needs to look like. You know, I'm in Western Australia at the moment, but I know that that this is an issue not only in Western Australia, but all states and territories. I know that there's some shortfalls, of course, over there in South Australia. So we're dealing with Western Australian issues at the moment, but, you know, there's obviously other states that we know need to raise their standard. So I just want to kind of make it known to community out there that it's not only the West Australian law that we are acutely aware of the other shortfalls of the other legislation.
Jamie Lowe from the National Native Title Council speaking to The Wire's Ayla Liebenberg.